period of time in the Middle East. It was very comprehensive. It went very rapidly, and I think it's going to lead to something that's going to be unrecognizable, certainly for the Middle East.
Tensions remain in Gaza. 5 Palestinians killed today. The IDF says they violated the ceasefire military line. The government shutdown is now 2 weeks in. The Senate will vote again today on a bill to end the shutdown, but Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over health care. And tributes are pouring in following the death of R&B singer D'Angelo. Known for hits like Untitled, How Does It Feel? D'Angelo was battling pancreatic cancer. He was 51. This is ABC News. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro speaking out after the man who carried out a firebomb attack at the governor's residence in April during Passover pleaded guilty to attempted murder and arson charges today. Cody Ballmer was sentenced between 25 and 50 years in prison, Shapiro calling it a just outcome.
Pennsylvania Governor Shapiro says he carries enormous guilt.
That doing this job that I love so much has put our children's lives at risk.
Another after effect.
I don't know that I've been able to ease our children's worries, but I can tell you we've tried and it's been an ongoing effort.
Shapiro says he's talked to people who changed their minds about running for office
because they don't want to put their families at risk.
To state troopers and firefighters who saved them, the governor says he's grateful.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The nor'easter that's been raking the East Coast for several days now pushing out into the Atlantic. That storm is blamed for at least one death in Brooklyn. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with this local news update. The Green Bay Area School Board spent hours last night talking about various safety options brought up by community members. A common theme remains putting metal detectors at school entrances. Trustees debated whether weapons detection would help or create a false sense of security. One parent said she wants her children's stress to come from grappling with tough questions rather than constantly being reminded of danger. Others advocated for increased mental health resources, saying students need to feel seen, heard, and guided, not just monitored. District officials shared mental health resources they've already implemented. Superintendent Vicki Byers said physical security measures would come at a cost. Byers said they're entering the school year at a roughly $4 million deficit. Enhancing security will mean prioritizing differently and making adjustments. The board didn't take any action to implement any new policies last night. They're considering a request for proposal calling for the district to look for options when it comes to weapon detection systems. Green Bay police are inviting you to come talk to them about free speech tonight. Police officers will be at the Democratic Party of Brown County's office in downtown Green Bay for a nonpartisan discussion with local activists. Organizers say the event is about building trust, communication, and understanding to ensure the public safety when people gather for demonstrations. With millions across the country expected to take to the streets in protest for No Kings rallies this weekend, the group says tonight's event helps ensure our constitutional rights to free speech. They also want to make sure peaceful protests are respected and supported in the community. What's called an open dialogue is scheduled from 5 to 6 at 118 South Chestnut. The governor marked Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday with an executive order to strengthen support for Wisconsin's Native Nations. The order from Governor Tony Evers steers state agencies to team up with tribes and improve education around treaty rights, with a spotlight on preserving wild rice and cultural traditions. There are plans for new signage, including Indigenous languages at state parks and the launch of the Wild Rice Week each September. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, heading into your Tuesday afternoon with political cloud cover. May see a late day shower, otherwise highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely, though, in the overnight. Cloudy skies, upper 40s. On Wednesday, partly sunny with an afternoon high in the upper 50s. It's 57 at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. How are you doing? And did you watch the game last night? Man, probably one of the best double plays you will ever see. But of course, the final outcome didn't, that play didn't help. Yeah. Guess who now? WGBW 97.9.
These eyes cry every night. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend. Seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one.
arms long to hold you.
WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
Turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts.
Green seagull turned a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
Hasn't hurt me none. I can can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold.
Simon and Kodachrome, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Yes, man, it was possibly one of the best double plays I have ever seen. It was simply amazing. And if you didn't catch it, if you weren't watching the game, there's video of it all over. I would suggest at least checking that out. Of course, the outcome was a Brewer loss, but it's still the first game. So, you know, there's plenty more. We still got this thing, right? We gotta think positive. Of course, first pitch tonight, AmFam Field in Milwaukee, 7:08. Go Brewers.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. It's a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely. I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely. I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Oh,
no one ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn. And I would gladly teach you if I could only reach you and get your love and in return. Lady, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Lady,
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, the Supremes on the way. Your local news update featuring award-winning journalist Stuart J. Waddles. Welcome to 97.9, sir.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. A Wisconsin family says a popular online game failed to protect their five-year-old daughter. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming predators targeted their child through the gaming platform. The lawsuit says men pretending to be children convinced the girl to send explicit photos and videos. WBAY reports the family's attorney is calling Roblox a breeding ground for child predators. They're asking for damages, saying the girl has suffered serious emotional trauma. Roblox has faced similar lawsuits and investigations nationwide over child safety concerns. The village of Ashwaubenon is considering making camping on public property illegal. The Ashwaubenon Public Works and Protection Committee unanimously recommended an ordinance last week that would let public safety officers remove people, their shelter, and belongings off all village property. That includes parking lots and the sides of highways. The issue of whether camp removal was cruel and unusual punishment was hotly debated last year when the Supreme Court deemed anti-camping laws unconstitutional with a 6-3 vote. Village leaders say the ordinance would give public safety officers the chance to educate people about available resources rather than giving out citations. College could get cheaper in Wisconsin if Democrats at the Capitol pass their new effort. Lawmakers are rolling out new bills aimed at cutting tuition costs, partly by adding $10 million in block grants for both the UW and technical college systems. Today, state funding covers just 17% of the UW budget, down from 42% 4 decades ago. The new Tuition Promise program could expand to every UW school, including UW-Green Bay and NWTC. Lawmakers say it won't happen until Republicans agree to sign on. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price heading into your Tuesday afternoon with political cloud cover. May see a late day shower, otherwise highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Showers more likely, though, in the overnight. Cloudy skies, upper 40s. On Wednesday, partly sunny with an afternoon high in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. Try it, and he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Sunshine, we saw a little bit of it today, right? Wilson Pickett now, great tune. It's Midnight Hour, 97.9.
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. When there's no one else around, I'm I
needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Going to concerts? Always fun, right? Even better when the tickets are free. More on that coming up. The Association in Windy, 97.9.
tumbling down.
Carole King, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good afternoon. If you love the music of Linda Ronstadt, the unfortunate thing is, of course, Linda herself doesn't perform anymore due to health issues, but the Linda Ronstadt Experience featuring American Idol star Tristan McIntosh is coming to the Meyer Theater. That is Friday, October 24th, and you got an opportunity to go see that show. Of course, winning tickets is always cool, so I would encourage you to listen to Dan Marcus in the morning between 6 and 9 for an opportunity to win tickets. If you're thinking to yourself, man, I'm free October 24th, I would love to go check out the music of Linda Ronstadt in the beautiful and historic Meyer Theater. Well, you can purchase those tickets. You can go to MeyerTheater.org. Again, MeyerTheater.org. And they are spelling theater the fancy way, R-E instead of E-R. There are still plenty of good seats available.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Just
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Did you know the Bee Gees formed in 1958, meaning they were around 2 years before the Beatles?
The preacher taunted me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on, one more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone, and I gotta let her know, just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on, one more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. Well, I laugh, but that didn't hurt, and it's only her love that keeps me wearing this dirt.
Songs you know, information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
So nice, so nice.
I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after signing the U.S. peace plan in Egypt, President Trump back at the White House hosting Argentina's leader for tariff talks. When asked by ABC's Karen Travers how he will get Hamas to disarm, the president issued a warning.
They're going to disarm, and because they said they were going to disarm. And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
The president added it will happen quickly and perhaps violently. The IDF today says five Palestinians were killed in Gaza after violating the ceasefire military line, and the Red Cross and IDF announcing they're preparing to receive more deceased hostages located in Gaza today. This afternoon, President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Kirk was fatally shot last month at a college event in Utah. Kirk would have turned 32 today. The government shutdown, now entering a third week. Republicans and Democrats remain deadlocked over restoring health care benefits. This is ABC News. Meta announcing it's making big changes to its Instagram teen accounts, which it rolled out last year with new guardrails built in.
The new moderation settings are modeled after movie ratings. For example, Instagram users under 18 will now only be exposed to the language and images you'd see in a PG-13 movie. Instagram's global director of public policy, Tara Hopkins.
We will never get to a point where no teen will ever see a piece of content that they wouldn't expect to see in a PG-13 movie. But we really are striving for teens to be able to have an experience on Instagram that a parent would understand to be a PG-13 experience.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Word today, Grammy-winning R&B artist D'Angelo has died, his family announcing his death. The singer, songwriter, and musician.